O love, thy name is Comic Book Haters. Join us today for some updates on recent Comic Book Hater happenings, as well as a look at some Flash comics starring Wally West. Let's check in to the Comic Book Haters studio and see what's going on.
Alright, here we are with the Comic Book Haters.
Schooly G here.
Schooly G here, DJ Slufus.
Umbrella Man.
Of course, Umbrella Man is with us, sitting back there.
Yeah, I'm having trouble with this. Utilize the technology, Schooly.
There you go.
Worked.
Very good.
Okay, well, we basically wanted to address a couple of pressing issues, right?
What's going on?
Well, Umbrella Man, you are relatively unscathed in the online community.
Somewhat.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but there is actually people online, not just like, you know, on the radio, but some folks know of us through the web and
in computer
like
land.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Yeah. So I let's do a quick rundown. I know this Dr. Doom guy keeps bugging me.
He thinks you're going to hell for Schooly sins, apparently.
I have said something that offended him. He thought it was it was.
And
Slufus.
For the record, in that I think I will say that I think DJ Slufus and myself were fairly shocked by that comment during that episode.
Sure. Yeah. In all fairness, yeah. Shocked? Yeah. Yes. Insulted? No.
Well, this man is or boy was offended.
Yeah. Man-child is
man
the proper
child
term.
Would be the word to use.
I think the question though really is, I mean, given the name of the show and I mean, I know that might have been going a little far with that comment,
right.
and I'm not saying I advocate, but you know, why is he listening?
Well, that's
crossed the line.
That's a valid point, but I guess everybody has their breaking point.
I'm saying street cred, you know.
Oh, like he's saying
he wants to be able to say, "Yo, I'm down with the Comic Book Haters."
Somehow I don't think it's probably that.
It's probably it, you know. He's a hipster. He's a hep cat, as
yeah.
I say.
But at the same time, he thinks you're going to hell. But I mean, well, if you don't believe, I mean, are you going to go to hell?
I don't believe in hell.
Maybe he's going to Mormon
right.
hell.
Wait, it's up to me? No, I won't go. I'll go to heaven.
No, it's not. It's
right.
up to him, apparently.
Oh, this guy, Dr. Doom?
Yeah, he sealed your fate.
But
Shit.
As I did point out a few days ago, they don't have any funny books in hell.
No. See my hell?
They have
that's
some
all
more
they have.
Ones.
Right. Yeah. My hell, that's all there is.
I said they had some Jughead comics lying around.
See, no, that wouldn't be so bad.
I think they
really?
Have,
so you're saying you're a big fan of the Archie, Jughead, and his friends?
I'm not a big fan, but I would prefer it over many, many other comics.
Like what?
Like any of the crap that we read here.
We read. Yeah, you spend a lot of time reading comics.
Listen, it's a bunch of pictures. I can look quick enough and figure out what's going on.
Well, you guys, I'll tell you what. There's a lot of exciting news in the actual funny book world.
All right, fill us in.
Well, not really too much. It's kind of a slow season.
any breaking news?
Waiting for the sequel to Cerebus?
No, well, I did, you know, I finished that Cerebus book the other day.
Waiting for the second book of letters to come out?
I am, kind of.
So you're
that got
published?
That got me through many a tough grump. I'll tell you
yes.
that much, you know. It
I,
was there for
that.
Me. In a pinch, you know, I theoretically...
A pinch.
But F-bomb.
Hey, you know? Here all week, folks.
Hi-oh!
So, yeah, Cerebus, that's not exactly breaking news. It happened a couple years ago.
Well, fill us in what's going on.
Any word or progress on breaking it to your local funny book store that you no longer want the box?
Oh, well, there's a... No, I did... Well, yeah, I mean...
The cut was not clean. Let me put it that way. This cut is not...
Yeah, I can't remember. Did I tell you about how I basically did let them know that I wanted to cancel it?
Yeah, like through an email.
No. Oh, yeah, there's been some development since then.
A dear John letter?
Dear you dear John.
Yeah.
No, I went in there, and the owner wasn't there. Okay, but he had somebody there who was working, paid by the establishment, and as such...
A drone.
Well, I chose to look at him as a representative of the corporation.
A drone.
Yeah,
okay.
Was basically a drone.
A nerd
of
drone.
Of course he was a nerd. So I said, hey, is whatever the hell his name is around... Now, I kind of played this smooth because right before I asked that question...
Checked.
Well, I didn't check, but I heard him answer the phone and say, no, so-and-so's not here.
Disingenuous. Continue.
I went up and said, hey, is so-and-so here? And he said, no, he's not. He won't be back for an hour. So I said, well, tell him I forget what, and also I need to cancel my box. And he said, oh, I can do that for you right now. I said, all right, go ahead. And he did.
Mm.
And then, you know, I signed up for the DCBS,
right,
Discount Comic Book Service. Haven't yet received my first shipment.
I hope that you never do for what you the hell that you've caused.
That is so fucked up.
The local economy.
Schooly G, that is a horrible thing to say. If I don't get that shipment, what'll happen?
I hope they took your money and
you're
ran.
You're going to have to crawl back.
Well, I also...
Your tail between your legs.
Exactly.
And your head hung in shame back to the local funny bookstore.
You think I haven't thought about this? There's one about 45 minutes from here. I'll use that.
Would you go that one?
Well, not the other one that I did.
Oh, my God.
About. Yeah, I did kind of...
Dude, you're burning all your bridges.
I pulled the same stunt with
another
one.
I can see it now.
One.
He's going to be begging one of us to go in there with money.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
He had that episode of Seinfeld where he was banned from the fruit shop. He's like, oh, this is for DJ Sloopus, isn't it? No. I like golden plates. You're banned.
Well, you all have very witty possibilities in mind, but the truth is, it's going to work. I've heard good things. I ordered something from DCBS's sister site, In Stock Trades, where all this shit is like really cheap, and I ordered it, and I got it yesterday, and I haven't read any yet.
You're
actually reading something else, but
you might be the loneliest comic book guy after this, man. I mean, if you burn all these bridges.
Well, I don't see it as burning bridges. I see it as building ashes.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay, makes me feel a little bit better. So I have thought about burning, you know, the possibility of the bridge being burned. I think I'm.
Can I put something out here? Myself and Schooly here
don't
drinking
even.
Beer.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
And, now he turns his back on his local funny bookstore, and now he's drinking wine.
He's drinking wine, everybody.
What a snooty motherfucker!
Yeah.
Look, I don't have a validation, but I do have an excuse.
Look at me! Yeah. I'm too good for the local funny book shop.
He had his pinky out when he's drinking it.
Jeeves,
that was my middle finger, asshole, was pointing at you.
Jeeves, please pour me another. A glass of Merlot.
Pour me a glass of Merlot and grab my 4-volume set of Sin City from the shelves.
Hey, have you fuckers been spying on me? All right, so anyway, that's some of the latest news in the comic book haters world. We got a poll up on the forum now.
I saw that.
Yeah, who's the worst comic book hater listener? And I think I fucked up the poll. I don't think he can vote anymore. So, Dr. Doom. Dr. Doom won with 100%, and I'm not going to say.
One vote.
I'm not going to say who I voted for.
Yeah. Well, let me put this out here. Maybe we can have another poll up, perhaps,
okay.
a different one. Who's the worst comic book hater?
Oh, I was thinking of that.
Yeah.
Well, worse in as...
Doesn't matter. We'll leave it open to whatever they want to vote for.
Okay.
Just the worst. So
yeah.
They have to pick one, and there it is.
Okay.
Because if I had, you know, by the very word comic
you're
going to
vote?
Well, if I was voting, I'm just saying. If I was a listener, and I am, but I'm not going to vote. But,
why not?
I mean...
I'm voting.
Yeah, I'm voting twice.
I got your name all over it there, Umbrella Man. You're going down, bitch.
I'm voting twice.
Well, I would have to say, you're not the worst, but in terms of hating, you're the best.
Well, that's true. So I couldn't be the worst then.
No, by the very definition of comic book
right.
hater, then
I'm thinking that
I might be the worst because I don't hate it. Although, have to give it to me. I had said F. Schooly on at least
true.
Probably more episodes than anybody
but I'm
else.
Not a comic book.
It's
no.
true.
Ah.
No, see, I'm interpreting worst comic book hater as just who do you dislike the most.
Okay.
Well, that's fine. That's
and
fair enough. We're leaving it up to interpretation, though.
Okay,
yeah,
so I'm going
to
vote for Cappy. Like, are we voting right now?
No, we're going to put it on the poll.
Okay, then I'm not telling you who I'm voting for.
Okay, good. Don't. I don't want to know.
Okay. So that's another breaking news. We forgot to mention that, you know,
mm-hmm.
that we're going to add some more polls up there.
And maybe we should also add to our forum. We were talking about this.
That forum sucks.
It's
so
terrible.
Bad. It really sucks.
It might be the worst forum on the internet.
It might be.
Yeah, it's close.
Well, it's probably just because, as one of our witty fans pointed out, it's just a community of ourselves talking about each other.
Well, hold on a second, Umbrella Man. You're part of the problem. You don't even have an account on the forum.
That's true.
You probably don't have a fucking
account.
He's never
even posted.
Yeah, well...
Also, this is an email I got
true.
In was demanding, why doesn't Umbrella Man have a blog? They really want to see an Umbrella Man blog.
Oh, who said that? I call bullshit.
It was I can't remember the name. It was a normal human being's name. It wasn't
normal human being's
funny.
Name.
I don't, you know, I'm more like a you know, a walk-on character. I do cameos.
Yeah,
you
but
know.
They want to know about. I'm
Kathy's
not passing
got,
on. Cappy has
one.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I got you.
So listen, all I'm saying is the fans want it, or
well,
a fan wants it, and that's a pretty big percentage.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. I hear the
that
fans.
Might,
let's
that's upwards
you know,
of 20% probably.
I'm like
20% of our fans.
I'm
say.
Like Terry Gilliam. You know.
Where's he going with this one?
Because he does
sure.
a little. He does a little cartoons
okay.
in the comics. You know, on Monty Python. And I do the
I'll
visual.
I bet you have his own blog.
Yeah, I bet you.
Yeah,
I bet you he has a blog.
I bet you're right.
I bet you Terry Gilliam has a blog
right
now.
Well, we'll think about
listen,
it.
Listen, Umbrella Man. It also, let's answer the question: is there a possibility that there will be an Umbrella Man blog in the future? A possibility.
Possibility, but
okay.
don't get your hopes up, folks.
Okay, all right. I'm
too
the
busy
messenger.
Cranking out
yeah.
those witty, you know, funny
well,
book cartoons.
We're just we're trying to give the fans what they want. We're
yeah.
responding to their emails. That's
yeah.
all.
I appreciate the interest.
Okay,
so I have to say that.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's it for news. We'll be right back with that.
Tired of all those retarded, stupid, idiotic blogs written by retards who don't even know how to spell? Check bentcorner.com for the latest in internet news, reviews, information, and opinions. That's www.bentcorner.com.
There's a world of hating to be done out there. Check heyadultscomics.blogspot.com for even more funny book madness. The comic book haters can't do it all alone now, can they?
All right, so as promised, we're back with a review. Everybody, on the refresh. Okay, so, fellas, I know that during the break you had some rough things to say about this guy, but I happen to enjoy this. It's a Flash collection. It's called Ignition. All right, it's written by Jeff Jones, I think, or Johns.
Oh,
Jeff
great.
John. You got, you
John
like,
Jones, the alien
John
Martian?
Paul Jones?
No. He might be in it a bit. But this is not the most recent collection. I did also read that, but it is a recent collection. And, I think you guys would be pleasantly surprised at what the Flash is up to.
Look, Han Solo's on
let
the cover.
Let me guess, he's running fast
yeah.
someplace.
Look, Han Solo from in his Hoth gears on the cover.
That's Captain Cold.
No, that's
okay.
Han Solo in his Hoth
gear. He looks
gear.
Like Mr. Freeze. Wait, there's Captain Cold and Mr. Freeze?
Well, you'll notice that Captain Cold has some exposed flesh, whereas Mr. Freeze is constantly contained in some form of a cooling unit.
Right.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. I don't even know the difference.
Okay.
You think they're friends? You know, Mr. Freeze and Captain Cold?
I think they're
you know, that
they're
is such
fierce competitors.
Such a stereotypical thing to say.
Just
because
they're cold, they have to hang together?
Because they're ice-based villains, they're
yeah.
all the same in your mind.
Well, you can figure there's only, well, I guess one could be on the South Pole and one
yeah.
could be on the North Pole, that's true.
Yeah.
And they might not know each other.
Yeah.
Now,
exactly.
I bet you they have some, you know, friends.
No, yeah, people, that, friends
yeah.
in common.
They run in
yeah.
similar circles.
Sure, they're villains.
Yeah. It's like the gay community. It's the cold base villain
right.
community.
You always gotta play the gay card, don't you, there?
Yeah, man, what's up with that?
No, I never do.
Okay.
Okay.
My bad.
You're thinking of Schooly.
Now I got it. There we go. Well, one of you.
So the
I
basic,
love the,
the premise behind this, it's I haven't read a Flash comic in a while, so I was glad to get caught up, see what old Wally was is up to. It starts off that Wally is, you know, Flash... I don't want to get into it, but this Flash.
I don't want to get into it. We're doing a review of something. I don't really want to get into it, but...
Well, this Flash, his secret identity is not secret. It's publicly known.
It's
okay.
Is this one of those different Earth deals?
No, it's not. This is
so
the real Earth.
So how is his identity known in this book but not known in the other ones?
It is. It's known in... Like, everybody knows his identity. He's superhero with a public identity.
So why does he have to know? Why does he have to wear a stupid costume then?
Looks cool.
It's fashion.
Oh,
it's
it
a
does
fashion
not look,
statement.
It is not cool.
I guess it's aerodynamic.
No, oh, come on.
Yeah,
it's if you wanted to be aerodynamic, he'd like just shave his body and run around like that.
Yeah, that sounds like. What would you rather do? Shave your fucking body
Listen,
or just wear that?
If
that
I was
silly
queer,
costume?
If I was queer like this guy.
Oh, he's got a girl.
It's a beard. Everybody knows it.
No, she lives in Canada.
So what's happening? What's happening in Ignition?
Well, as I said, now something happened.
What is being ignited?
our interests.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
Not yet. In previous volumes, which I haven't read, Wally West called upon this mystical entity known as the Spectre to erase everyone's memory of him
of
being
the
Flash. No, not of the Flash. What are you laughing at?
What a ridiculous premise.
Well, of course.
By drinking up of these beers, erase my memory of this conversation.
I wish.
So anyway, and he
not
forgets.
That much beer.
He forgets
exactly.
that he's the Flash.
Oh,
well.
He forgets himself.
Yeah, he
doesn't
remember.
Ridiculous.
I guess he's kind of surprised when he learns he can run
really
fast.
Holy shit, I'm fast!
Well, it was kind of interesting the way he discovered it. You know, like, time would almost freeze for him because he wouldn't realize that he was tapping into the, what do they call it, the speed zone or something
the
like that?
The speed zone?
I'm in the zone.
I forgot what they call it.
Sounds like some kind of commercial.
Oh, isn't that an underarm deodorant of type?
Speed zone, yeah.
Fellas, you're doing yourself a disservice if you don't read The Flash Ignition. Oh my God!
I open
the
book up and
ever.
I see his feet are bandaged.
Yeah.
Why?
Hey, this is a little off topic, but just as an aside, real quick, I noticed this is on DC, and I see this is sporting the old DC logo.
Oh yeah.
As a funny book expert, DJ Sleuth, what do you think of the new logo?
The new DC logo?
Yeah. What do you think?
Well, it's okay. I mean,
it's modern.
Yeah, it's definitely hip. It's modern. I like it. I mean, I do. I liked the old one. I mean, that was there
forever. Right,
I mean,
so
forever.
You have some nostalgia.
Nostalgia, and it's just like, you know, not necessarily nostalgia, but just that's what DC is, you know? So, I mean,
okay.
But I don't...
Just, that's an aside.
Yeah, I mean, I like the new one.
Okay.
Good question. Okay, and I was being a little facetious. I did enjoy this Flash comic, but it's nothing to write home about. Schooly, you're chuckling like a schoolgirl over there. What is it about the Flash?
Schoolgirls don't chuckle, they titter.
Oh, that's... You can't say that.
Why not?
I don't know.
Wait, turn...
What?
I just want to see this. He's kind of grimacing and the rain's coming down.
It's because it's steam. I just saw that. It hits him. He's moving so fast it turns to steam. That's what made me laugh.
I thought that was cool.
This is ridiculous. if that really happened, if you were getting that hot, wouldn't he himself like burn up or cause like...
Where that suit comes into
there's
play.
There's so many difficulties
with this. You know, I just begin to wonder, like, how many things can you actually achieve by running fast? But
yeah.
I guess...
Are you kidding me?
It's almost like being invisible.
Yeah, I mean, I read The Flash and I think, like, Jesus Christ, who could ever beat The Flash? He's super fast.
They
besides
call
the
him Zoom, the Reverse Flash.
What, is it Reverse Flash?
Sure, yeah.
His name Flush?
Yeah.
I think that's Zoom 2, actually.
Oh,
his name's Zoom?
That's what it says.
Now, that's just...
He did bad things, is that it?
Well, he was Reverse Flash, he's evil.
So he does bad things.
So he's like Bizarro, huh?
Yeah, he's the
Bizarro
Flash.
He's not, like, retarded.
This is
good art, though. I think
Zoom.
It's one of those Argentinian guys or wherever they are from.
What, the art?
Yeah. It's like it looks like the dude.
So now they're outsourcing the stuff to.
They did it in the 70s, too, but yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It just looks like a guy.
He meets Batman.
Batman's in it.
Now, that Batman helps him remember who he is. Batman was the only person who didn't forget Wally West was the Flash. How hardcore is that?
How hardcore is
Batman
that?
Batman kicks ass.
He just happened to be in the right place at the right time, probably.
You're not a big Batman fan, though, right?
Not really.
But if it was Moon Knight, you'd be all...
I might say, yeah, cool.
Yeah, you'd be tittering like a schoolgirl.
Perhaps.
Perhaps.
Depends. What is Moon Knight wearing?
Pink.
Can we edit this later?
No, he's manly.
What's up with the suit flying around there?
It flies out of his ring?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, this is stupid.
You guys, this is basic Flash lore. I can't believe you don't know this shit.
I didn't know that. He shoots a suit out of his ring?
Yeah.
Wow. That's...
And then he shoots it right back in when he wants to get changed into something a little more smart.
Okay.
That's stupid.
Maybe you can tell me a little bit about the origin of the Flash. How did he get his powers?
He was a police scientist and a tray of chemicals... fell on him and lightning hit it or something retarded.
There was some kind of accident, right?
He didn't do it on purpose. I hope not.
But what about the ring? How does that work?
Well, that's a good question. I think he designed it himself because he was a scientist.
Okay.
And all scientists are good in all of the fields of science. I'm a scientist, therefore I know all science.
And that was technically more like, stitching and
yeah,
I don't know how he's
seamstress science.
Yeah, home ec classes.
maybe he didn't do it himself. I don't remember.
Well,
he had help.
Let me get to the point here. We haven't actually reviewed this book,
okay.
Are we or not?
Well, kind of. I mean, what do you think?
So what's happening?
I mean, basically,
it's too long even to flip through.
So he forgets he's the Flash. Batman helps him. the Reverse Flash or whatever zooms in it, and also Captain Cold.
Yeah.
Captain Cold, what a shitty ass comic book villain name.
Let me mention this.
What is he the captain of?
I ordinarily would not be.
Yeah, okay.
He's in the
He's
in the Cold Army. Yeah.
Lieutenant Icicle and Private Ice Cube.
Well,
what kind of a shitty army is this?
Well, maybe
it's
he's the first
Rhodes.
One. He needs to recruit more.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And
yet
he
doesn't.
Seems
a little presumptuous though, to call yourself captain.
Well, you got to start. Well, he could have called himself general.
Thinking admiral.
Yeah.
Admiral. Why not? You're starting up, man. Go for the fucking
top.
Yeah.
Mr. Freeze seems a little more.
That was taken.
Yeah. True.
What, you think that's really his last name is Freeze?
Maybe it was. It was ironic, wasn't it?
Wasn't it in the Batman movie?
Was it Freeze?
Yeah, it was Scientist, and his name was Freeze.
Maybe.
Hmm.
The
irony there.
Because that was a pretty shitty...
The movie was horrible.
Was that Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so, apart from,
Well, who's now
Tilly,
this?
Whoa, that's Flash.
That's Reverse Flash.
That's Reverse Flash. Okay, and Superman's in this, too?
Superman gets around a lot.
And Shazam's in it. What's his name?
Shazam?
Captain Marvel,
yeah. And Firestorm. Yeah, the whole fucking... Flash is in the Justice League of America, so...
Yeah. But kind of seems redundant. I mean, couldn't they just get, like, Black Vulcan or Superman? They both are pretty fast, right?
Is Black Vulcan fast?
Isn't he?
I don't
know. Or does he have, like, electrical...
He shoots electricity.
Yeah, but I thought his bottom half was, like, a lightning bolt.
Yeah, I thought he zipped around.
Yeah, maybe.
So...
I can't keep track of all these
words. Yeah, I wonder why the Justice League didn't invite him in. Yeah, you do the math. It's fucking racists. All right,
They don't have any black, because, I mean, at least the Avengers had some
Green Lantern. He's black.
Not in the ones that you see, like, on TV and stuff.
Sure he is.
The new ones, he's black.
Oh, the new ones.
Back in the 60s,
well,
no,
there's
didn't
different Green Lanterns. I mean, it's not
I don't count that. That's ridiculous.
Well, I consider John Jones, Martian Manhunter, to be black, isn't he?
No, he's Martian.
Yeah, but, I mean, the guy that does the voice of him for the TV show,
doesn't
I think
count.
He's black. You don't count that?
Nope.
Umbrella Man, do you count that?
No.
Okay, well, so what are we giving the Flash ignition here?
School?
I mean, I feel unqualified. It's so long. It's the only comic that I've ever seen that made me actually wish for ads to interrupt the bullshit. Because at least the ads would give you something
actually,
to read.
You've never actually seen, like, a trade paperback collection?
No.
What do you think of the art?
Why would I have?
I don't know. I mean, we never reviewed anything that was a collection. It was always
It's not too bad.
That works all right, I guess. But I just, like, the stuff that I'm flipping through and looking at is stupid as hell. I understand. Okay, it's a comic book. I know it's supposed to be, you know, fanciful or whatever.
No, that one's supposed to be taken seriously.
Well, it may be, and that's the problem. But, I don't know, man. It just kind of looks dumb. I guess if you were a fan of The Flash, you'd probably really love this.
Well, I guess so.
But I'm saying, like you'd be really... Well, no, because that's not always true with some things. Like, you know.
True, yeah, but...
So, I don't know. I mean, I think it's ridiculous. It's just two.
Wow. Umbrella Man, your score.
Well, the artwork's okay. It's rather long. I learned a little bit about The Flash today. on that basis, I'm going to give it a 5.
Okay, that's not bad. I'm going to give it about a 6. You know, as far as your standard everyday superhero comic goes, it wasn't bad. I enjoyed reading it. And then once again, I did actually read it.
Hey, were you a big fan? I just noticed that the TV show, The Flash, that was like from the 90s.
Yeah.
That just came out on DVD.
I forgot
about
that.
Did you get that?
No, I'm not going to get it.
Oh, you already own it?
No.
Download it off the net?
He's got it on
beta. Be honest.
He's got it on beta.
No, I rarely like to sit there and watch TV shows. You know, like, I would never get... I mean, unless I really like it. Like, that... It was a cool show. Did you guys like it?
I never saw it in my life.
You never saw it?
Nope.
I mean, I only watched it maybe a handful of times, if that. But there's no way in hell I would get that.
I will say, as a closing note, I think there's a good potential for maybe a porn version. Because he's got a really good name already,
Flash. Yeah, but wouldn't he burn a chick up? Because he's going so fast, he'd probably just incinerate. Yeah,
she'd burst into flames
from the inside out. That's a terrible way to go.
Well, that could that could be kind of cool.
Yeah,
for him it might be a little disturbing too.
Whoa, the hell's going on
here?
Why
does this always happen
exactly.
to me?
Exactly. That would have been a funny way for him to find out that he was the Flash.
Now, see,
that would have gotten this
a
7. That would have gotten this a 7.
I don't think that they would ever put that in a DC comic.
See, I'm missing my call, and I should be a writer.
Exactly. Well, you know what? So you said 6. You gave it a 5. I gave it a 2. Here's my fuck you, DC, for even having a ridiculous... he's worse than Aquaman. Come on.
Oh, wow.
Totally.
Umbrella Man, you got an F you to anybody?
That's like saying he's Cappy or something.
He looks a little like Cappy. Look at him.
Yay! I don't have anybody to say F you to.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? F Captain Cold, because I think it's a bogus ass name.
Mm. Okay. I'm gonna say F every motherfucker who hasn't posted on the forum yet.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Don't forget to check that out on the side of the Comic Book Haters webpage. And any final closing thoughts?
No.
Okay, thanks for listening. Be sure to check the blog. Keep those emails coming in. And we'll see you next time.
Thanks again for listening to the Comic Book Haters. Be sure to check thecomicbookhaters.blogspot.com or send your emails to thecomicbookhaters@yahoo.com. There's also a form for the Comic Book Haters, but I don't know the address. See you next time!